The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Maybe to counterbalance the naming of their next tour, The Long Goodbye, Deep Purple titled their newest LP, their 20th album, Infinite, or Infinite. While there's still a fun twist to play around with within that title, it also projects that maybe there never will be a goodbye. And why should there be? In the current artistic climate, a band could go on forever as members cycle in and out. Wouldn't work with just any band, but as founding member Ian Pace points out in this interview, a blazing organ with the right guitar, and you've got Deep Purple. And nobody does Deep Purple better than Deep Purple. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
You know, with all the band's twists and turns over the years, I mean, album 20 has to be a surprise to some degree.
Getting to album 4 was a surprise. Who knows why certain things stand the test of time and other things don't. You know, it's not beyond our control. You know, we keep doing what we do, and the people out there seem to like it and want to keep it alive. We're fighting on the same page here. We're having fun, and they seem to be enjoying what it is we do. Yeah. It's like a self-generating circle. We love it.
Yeah. With all the lineup changes that did happen throughout the years, has it been important or even a challenge to have a consistency with the band's sound?
The instrumental sound is always pretty similar. And that really comes down to the fact that the guitar and the Hammond organ interact so beautifully well in hard rock and roll. And so very few bands utilize that sound. So it does become sort of defined as a Deep Purple sound. And so long as those two instruments are apparent and working together, then you're going to get that connection with what people expect it to be.
I noticed the press release was saying this is the most 70s sounding album since reforming in the 80s. Is that how you hear it? And did you go into it wanting to pull that off?
It wasn't a conscious effort, no. We've been recording the same way from day one. You know, we record the old-fashioned way. There's four of us, the instrumentalists. We sit down in the studio and we play together and we try and get the best take we can all together. Mm-hmm. Fix the little things that need fixing, but the body of what you hear is live playing, and it's captured in the first one, two, or three takes.
I mean, it's amazing, though, because a lot of bands, you know, that fire leaves. You know, people can't find that creativity after a long time, but here it is, still very fresh in the Deep Purple sound.
Well, it's fun. You know, it's fun. We spend a lot of our year, every year, on the road touring. When we take time out to make a record, it allows those creative juices, the imagination of the band, to come up with new stuff. The bills may be long, and the money's long gone. It's a wonder that they're still around.
But hey, it's Johnny's band. And taking on the Doors song, what brought that about? Roadhouse Blues?
But between Deep Purple tours, I occasionally guest with a few tribute bands, and I'd been playing with a band, and we'd been playing, I think at Black Knight it was, and towards the end of the song, the singer went straight into Roadhouse Blues, and I noticed the effect it had on the audience and the musicians on stage, which was wonderful, quick, stupid grins on everybody's face and their heads bouncing up and down. So I suggested it in the studio. Well, everybody knew the song. Its simplicity itself to play, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, let's invest half an hour and see what happens. And that's probably how long it took to get the words, make a little arrangement, and play it all in one take. Everything's live, vocals, solos, the harmonica, the whole thing. I think the take lasts about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We just kept the first 6 minutes for the album. We played it, we liked it, and said, that goes on.
you know, I was thinking, though, you know, with calling the album Infinite, which is a really grand statement, and then the Long Goodbye tour, if there was a chance that this was the final piece, if Roadhouse Blues was the final piece in the Deep Purple, you know, studio catalog or whatever, and I don't know that it is. I don't know, you know, I know no one said anything like that, but if it is that a statement that you can end on?
I don't think it's the last record. Yeah. I think whenever this Long Goodbye tour finishes, and it'll be as long as it needs to be, and, you know, for us, the longer the better. But at the end of it, we'll have a little holiday, and then we'll have a talk. And I think the first things that come up, well, should we make another record?
Yeah.
So I think that's a great possibility. But we may say, well, that's the last big tour we're going to do. But do you want to do 4 or 5 weeks next year?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Or is that enough? Do you want to call it a day? That's a possibility too.
Well,
we've never used the word last because it's just too scary.
Yeah.
You know, I've got 50 years of my life tied up in this. I can't plan a last date, a last venue, a last town. I can't do that.
Yeah, and so I'm saying if you have the word infinite, then there is no last. Then it's on and on.
Well, there you go.
On and on.
It's a lovely ambiguous word. You can play around with it all day long.
I've had fun doing it. I really enjoy this record. Ian, thank you so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure, man.
That's Ian Paice of Deep Purple, whose new album, Infinite, is now available. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook and Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.